loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard
of
my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away. Get
so
be
true to your school.
We're back at the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. That's right. Waukesha Radio Studios here on Wisconsin Avenue, also the future home of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And that is me, Don Brown, your host. And we're back with candidate Sarah Harrison. And our second guest, Amanda Roddy, has arrived. Amanda Medina Roddy. So we look forward to having her on next when Sarah's done. But Sarah wants me to talk about two big points. And we're going to talk about the first one. On her platform, what's really important to her is how we can address the achievement gap. Sarah.
Yes, thank you, Don. So, excuse me, as a whole, Waukesha School District is doing well. We have on our Department of Public Instruction, our DPI scorecard, we have an exceeds expectation, and it's so great to see our district thriving, doing well as a whole. But when we start breaking down the data and we start looking by building and by groups of students, we have an ongoing achievement gap. So students in key groups, including economically disadvantaged Hispanic or Latino students, students with disabilities, and Black and African American students, are not progressing at the same rate as our general student population. So to close this gap, the school board needs to work with the administration, the teachers, parents, and students to address the opportunity gap. So the opportunity gap is about providing the equitable resources that are needed in order for these students to succeed. So regardless of race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, zip code, any of those things, we need to promptly address any systemic inequities that are found out there and give these at-risk students some additional one-on-one time with the educators, set clear benchmarks, make sure we're tracking toward those goals, and training them in things such as note-taking, self-assessment that will help them not only in school, but as they go on into their lives afterward.
Fantastic. Thank you. You know, I would think your second point helps speak to that, and that's what can we do to attract and retain good teachers, good faculty?
Yeah, so our teachers are absolutely the backbone of our educational system, and they have so much impact on our students. My mom was a teacher, and I saw how much she cared and how hard she worked for her students. And so it's really important that we support our teachers and our staff, and we listen to them and provide them with a positive workplace culture. I think that we need to really get out there and be connected and transparent with our teachers, listening to the staff, always doing what I pledge to always do what I will say, and to do what's right for the academic process. And I know I won't always agree with everyone. There will be times we disagree, and I will be honest about that. And listen to those I don't agree with. But in the end, you can't please everyone, so you have to do what's best for the students and for the educational system as a whole.
Sure. Okay. So we've got, you've got like, I guess probably, what is it, 16, 17 days? I need to work on my math.
But
before the primary. And yes. Obviously there's a really, there's a deep list of candidates for three spots, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What will you be doing? What's your strategy in the final weeks to get the vote out and your behalf?
Well, talking to folks like yourself, trying to get the word out, amplify that message. And we're out there doing the grassroots campaign, knocking on doors. I've been knocking doors the last, probably 6 to 8 weeks. We'll be out there knocking on doors, getting yard signs out, working on social media, and just trying to make sure we get the message out to as many people as possible. And you can find more information at my website, which is tinyurl.com/Sarah for Waukesha, which is all one word. Or you can find me on Facebook, where my page name is Sarah Harrison for Waukesha, all one word. Note from a first-time candidate, next time make them the same handle, but I'm learning. So those are the venues that we're really trying to go after. I am a grassroots candidate, individual contributors. I don't have a big media budget. I don't have, signs on buses or anything cool like that. Sure. So we're depending on word of mouth.
Sounds great. And then, so let's say if we win in February and then you win in April.
Yeah.
What is your first duty? What is your first priority if
Certainly.
You become a member of the school board?
Yes. So my top priorities are to address the achievement gap, to ensure that we make the workplace a positive environment for our teachers, and to ensure the safety of anyone who's in SDW buildings in any facility. Those are my top three items, and I think there's a lot of work to be done on all of those fronts, but I'm equal to the task.
Sounds great. Well, that means a lot, because I came from a public school background and came from an excellent public school system where I grew up, and my family had kind of migrated from the Catholic school world, and it was like a renaissance. Not that we didn't have a good Catholic education, but we had a great public education that exposed us to so many different cultures, mm-hmm. philosophies, ideas, even ones that we were maybe opposed to or even had certain fears of. But, you know, it's good to hear this, and that's what I would say is, you know, how do we sell people on the business benefits of a broad, you know, liberal arts education? That also, you know, again, STEM is the big focus here, mm-hmm. but the idea is that we're trying to develop, you know, well-rounded children into well-rounded adults.
Absolutely. Well, I am I'm 100% an advocate for the arts. My undergraduate degree is actually in film production with a minor in music. So has nothing to do with what I do now, but don't worry, parents, it's still okay if your kids study liberal arts. They can still go on and do things within the field or somewhere else. I think that the arts are really important in terms of developing the humanity and a viewpoint of the world, not just the numbers, which are important. I mean, I'm an Excel geek. I love Excel. Don't get me wrong. I love numbers. But you have to also have some philosophy and some understanding of the impact you have on your fellow humans. And that's where the arts really come in and supplement that education.
Sure. But in addition to the arts, it's, I guess, what I would call the social studies. And mm-hmm. It was Jason. I could see the smoke coming out of Jason's ears, our producers in Madison, that there was a big movement there in the legislature about stopping this critical race theory in schools. And, you know, what's your feelings on that?
Certainly. So critical race theory is tricky, because if you really want to talk about what's truly defined as critical race theory, it's a college level class. It's not something for K-12. And it's not something that's being taught in the school district of Waukesha. However, that said, I absolutely support teaching an honest version of our history, which includes things like the unifying impact of Declaration of Independence, as well as segregatory impact of things like Jim Crow. We have to learn it all.
Okay. Well, hey, we got to go to a break here, but when we come back, we will give Sarah time for one more question before we have Amanda Roddy come on. But please stick around, lots to cover, and with these two candidates that are very true to their schools. So